Q94, it's your man, The Rock, as we continue with the coaches' shows. I'm Gary Lee, and I'm joined now by head coach of the Kabul Bulldogs, Glenn Cox. Hey, Coach, how we doing?
Good, Gary. How are you doing? I appreciate you having me on today. I really do.
Well, I'm doing great. You know, here we are. It's week three of the high school football season. It flies by so quick, but it's also the week one of SCA play. And we talked a little bit preseason, and your Bulldogs, you know, a lot of new positions, a lot of new players out there at positions, but you know, kind of got off 0-2. But last week, the offense started kind of percolating a little bit. Take us through these first couple of weeks.
The first week, you know, playing a Saturday game, going all the way across the country, basically over to El Dorado Springs, playing a very good and very well coached team in El Dorado. You know, we had a full, and they were probably a little better than we thought they would be. Very well coached. They played a great game, and we probably didn't play our best game. But we came back last week, and I was so proud of the character that our players showed. We were on the sidelines. You can start seeing the brotherhood start to develop. Our kids were pulling for each other, picking each other up, which is the biggest thing in our program, the way we're building.
Yes.
And as you said, our offense started picking up. You know, Carson Lindsey finally showed up, and I probably did a better job of getting the ball to him. And he had 104 yards receiving and about 60 yards on the ground.
Right on.
And the thing about us last week, Gary, is, you know, we're a new offense. You know, this is totally different than what they did before. We're more of a – we're not a spread offense. We're more of a power offense. And we had about six plays where if we get one block, we're one block away from busting it for a long yardage or for a touchdown. You know, we did a great – our kids did a great job of playing with Lutheran South. And hats off to them. They took a bus ride down here, and they played a good game. But we definitely saw last week the lights went on for us. We saw the kind of program that we're building, and we saw that our kids can pretty much play with anybody.
Well, you know, I know coaches, fans, players, they want it now. They want it right now. You know, we've lifted the weights. We've done all the wind sprints. We've did the 7-on-7s and the team camps now. But it's a process. It takes time. The biggest thing is keeping – when you get some momentum, you know, when good things happen, kind of keeping that in your back pocket and trying to keep it rolling as long as you can. And, you know, tonight you're going to be opening SCA play with the Willow Springs Bears. That's a home game for the Bulldogs. And, you know, what are you seeing out of the Bears this year?
Well, they're, you know, I'm very familiar, as everybody knows, with Willow Springs, being there last year. You know, their players are definitely a year older this year, and they're playing hard for Coach Swan.
Well, they scored a bunch of points last week. Wow.
Yeah, their JV scored four touchdowns, and Pleasant Hope was having some sickness going on in their program, and several players fighting COVID, and Pleasant Hope did a great job of fighting them. You know, Pleasant Hope came out and got a 14-0 on them. And the Bears, hats off to them, they did a great job coming back. John Jones, the center, and he's doing a tremendous job for them. And they got Caden Woolsey healthy this year. He's doing well for them as well. So they got some players with another year of experience, and they're playing hard.
Well, you know, I mean, is this going to be a game where, you know, the tone needs to be set early?
I think so. You know, we need to come out, and we need to get our offense rolling. We need to come out, and we need to stop them, obviously, which is not going to be easy to do, and we need to come out and get our offense rolling, get our big guys pushing on their guys, and we basically need to be able to control the clock.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. You know, and your offense, you like to kind of, you know, you said you're not really a spread, but you like to kind of get things opened a little bit and get a matchup that favors your offense, and sometimes it's hard to do, and when you do get it, you kind of need to capitalize on it, don't you?
We do. We're a ball control offense. It's no secret that we are a running offense and that we're working to be a better running offense. And we need to basically stay ahead of the chains and not beat ourselves.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, another part of special teams, how big of a role is that? You know, I mean, getting flipping field position, you know, I don't, you know, taking a field goal if it presents itself, but, you know, special teams is huge.
special teams is another weapon for us. You know, we work on special teams every day and nowadays, and for us, it's another option for us, another weapon, and another way to beat a team, basically, another way for us to, another advantage in our pocket, which with us, with our being the only Class 1 school in the SCA, we need as many advantages as we can get.
Yeah, and that's it's a lot of times it's kind of a lost art, you know. I mean, finding those kids that are special team aces, you know.
It's
such a, I mean, you know, you've been coaching a long time. I mean, it's almost kind of a forgotten art, isn't it?
It is, and people don't realize that for a lot of these young kids, it's a way for them to get on the field and a way for them to get used to. It's so huge letting these young kids get some Friday night experience and learning their role in the program. And, you know, when kids accept their role and they feel like they have a role, they're going to play that much more harder.
Yeah.
And, again, you know, it's not just the field goals. It's not just the, you know, we're going to kick PATs now. But it's also getting the kids that are going to fly down on kickoff and make a tackle, stay in their lane. And it's also the kids that are going to make a block on kickoff return or, you know, basically being able to get a field position off of a punt.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and just, you know, gaining momentum, keeping that rolling. Everybody, head coach of the Bulldogs, Glenn Cox. Coach, we appreciate you, man. And good luck tonight, and we'll catch you next week.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much, Gary. Thanks for all you do for high school football in the area.